Thank you for calling the Deborah Bavera Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. Just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did it with somebody, but they never got in touch with me.
Was it our transfer partner to get to allow us to speak with you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And just to confirm here, you'd be filing on behalf of yourself, not anyone else. Is that correct?
No, just myself.
Okay. So you were the one diagnosed with meningioma, were you?
Yes.
And was this meningioma, I'm very sorry to hear that, by the way, was this meningioma of the brain or spine?
My brain.
And what state are you in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're in Philly. Awesome. Yeah, I just talked to my buddy who's there last night. But you're in, so you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And roughly what date were you diagnosed?
21.
Do you happen to know the month by chance, roughly, ballpark?
I would roughly say around April.
April of 2021, okay. And do you know anybody else that took the depo that ended up getting sick like you, or not really?
Not really.
And then just to confirm here, this was the brand name, not the generic, that you took for at least 1 year and 4 injections prior to being diagnosed. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that here. And then around what date did you start taking the depo?
I've been taking it for over 27 years.
Holy smokes, that's a long time.
I just stopped taking it.
In 21 when you were diagnosed?
No, I still was taking it. I just stopped in June.
Oh, wow. Okay, you stopped June of 24.
Yeah.
And then you said you were taking it how many years? I'm sorry?
Over 27 years.
Over 27 years. So you started sometime around 1997, if I did the math right, somewhere around there?
It was around there, but it was longer than that. But I know I had my son 27 years ago, so I was taking it before that.
So 1995, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Come on, y'all. Hurry up.
But you definitely were taking it after 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if I could have you confirm your gender for the recording, please?
Female.
And will you go ahead and give me your first and last name? Will you spell it out?
WendySmith.
Perfect. Wendy Smith. Thank you. And then your cell phone I show is 267-504-2445. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what would be the best email for you, Wendy?
Wendy Smith, 142@gmail.com.
Okay. WendySmith142 at gmail.com. And then what is your current mailing address?
My current address is 305 Stanton Street, Staton Street, Somerville, South Carolina.
Okay. And that's 29486, and that's in Berkeley County.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Let me go to this next section here. And was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then roughly around how many times was the were you injected with the party? So if you, I mean, you took it for what, 27 plus years, at least 4 times a year, so about over 100 times, 108, somewhere around there, ballpark.
Yes.
Okay. And now the doctor that administered the shot, what was their name?
Dr. Mustafa. Hold on for 1 minute, please.
Yes, of course.
Hi, how you doing? Happy holidays to you too. I was trying to get in touch with the social worker to get a copy of my transcript.
No, but grandma's not over there.
Say that again. I have Dr. Mustafa. Can I get her number? Hello, I'm sorry about that.
Oh no, take your time. I understand you're working on something there. I'm here, don't worry. If we get disconnected, uh-huh. I'll call right back, but I can hold, no problem.
Is this the social worker number? Is this the social worker number? Okay. Because I was, I moved down south, and they've been trying to get my copy of my medical records for almost a month. They have not... I've filled it out twice with them. It have not been transferred down here. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Hello, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Yes, I was just asking. So, Dr. Mustafa,
yes.
What facility did you see him at?
Community Practice Center in Broadden, Albany.
I'm sorry, Community
Practice Center.
Practice.
What is his name? At Broadden, Albany.
In Philly, right?
In Table Row, yes. Give me your hand, y'all can't. Come on. And didn't make it so bad. I have all the symptoms with like the headaches, the migraine, the back pain, and all of that.
Mm-hmm. And then give me 1 second just to put the address and then their phone number here.
You want the phone number?
I have it. I'm just plugging it
okay.
in here. And then
okay.
I'm getting the correct name of Dr. Mustafa. Mustafa. Right? Okay. And now, when you got diagnosed, was it through a CT scan, MRI?
Both of them.
Okay. And what was the doctor that diagnosed you? What was their name?
I can't remember the doctor name, but everything happened in that hospital.
At the same one, at Community Practice Center?
Well, Einstein Hospital Center.
I'm sorry, Einstein, or what was the name?
Yes, Einstein Medical Center.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the Jefferson Einstein. I got it. Yeah,
yeah.
I actually went past there. I remember the Watch pillars. And then I have their address. The doctor that diagnosed you there was a neurosurgeon, was he?
Yes. Because I was in the hospital for a day or two for it because I had a bustle vessel in my nose, and they didn't know why. They wanted to know where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Got it. So let me click that here. So I'm gonna put that in the notes.
Chrissy, don't step on it.
So you weren't initially okay. So you weren't initially you weren't initially hospitalized for meningioma. They were trying to figure out what was wrong, and that's where they discovered it, right?
Yeah.
Let me type that up. I'm not the fastest typer, if you could bear with me here.
Okay. I ain't either.
Okay, I typed it up in the little additional notes section, so let me just correct my spelling. Alrighty.
Oh yeah.
And so the So there's going to be, let me go back to the prescribing doctor here, Mustafa.
But I'm about to get my record transferred from to down south. So y'all still would get the probably the record and everything?
Oh, good. Yeah, so you'd be able to you'd be able to provide the records of the facilities, would be able to provide them electronically then, right?
Yeah, because I'm about to go back.
Just curious,
what
took you to the south, if you don't mind me asking, just out of curiosity?
Change of life.
A little bit slower pace.
Yes, and the relaxing, and oh my God, I love it. It's a whole new different world.
Because I went to visit my buddy in Philly, July 4th ago. So this would be what, 2 years
mm-hmm.
ago. Man, that is a fun city, but that's like a real city. Like there's like tons to do and like ton of people and like it was cool. But that's like me coming from like California where it's more of a suburban.
Yeah.
And like slower
mm-hmm.
pace, so I don't think I
love
could that. Do that.
I love the slow pace. No.
Yeah, that's what the south.
And then, you
is
know, there's a lot of people moving from down here going to south. Everybody from north moving to south.
This is cheaper, right? More cost effective over there in the south.
It's kind of no, really. It's the pay is different. We get more paid here than down there. The pay is a lot different.
Oh, yeah. But the cost of living is lower, though, right?
Yeah. But right now, it's going up the same as down here now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Darn inflation, right?
But you get more land down here.
Oh, yeah. The lots in the south
are
huge.
Can we get some more? Hold on. Hello? Excuse me? I guess not. They ignore me. They got some free books for the kids.
Oh, books are cool.
You know, trying to do a lot for the grandkids. Hello?
Yes.
Come here. Yeah, I love it down here. It's stress-free down here.
But is it more muggy in South Carolina in the summer, though?
Is it more what?
Muggy. Like in the summer in
the
south?
Yeah.
I don't know that I could do that. Because when I went to...
It don't bother me.
Really?
Yeah, it don't bother me.
And then real quick, this next question asks, what kind of treatments you received for the meningioma?
I take a lot of ibuprofen, Advil, because I have a lot of bad headaches and back pains.
Okay, so you were given different medications, and then this was all at Jefferson Einstein, so let me plug that in again. And the only thing we don't remember was that doctor's name at Jefferson Einstein, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Once you get the transfer, you can see everything, though.
Okay, let me put the phone number here. Okay, and let me see that we're just about done here. This last section just asks for an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue
I'll
the case.
I'll give you my daughter number.
Okay, what's her name? Do you live with her or
Tiffany
no?
Tiffany Smith. Yeah, I live with her.
Okay. Tiffany Smith. And her phone number?
Hold on a minute. Her number is 267-670-6005.
Alrighty, I'm gonna put that there. And then I'm getting ready to send you an automated text message through DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I'm just going to confirm, just kind of recap what we went over. Oh, actually, I'm missing.
Now, how long do this progress take? Stop touching this stuff.
It, You know, I'm actually missing the HIPAA compliance section. I'm sorry about that. What is your date of birth?
5/17/73.
1973. And then the social?
211-56-1099.
Okay. And as far as to answer your question in the process, so I'm just an intake specialist. I'm not an attorney. I can't give you any time frame or amount of payout. But the firm will call you directly in around a week or so, maybe a little bit of a delay because of the holidays. But they're going to call, introduce themselves, and then they're also going to double check the work that I submitted, make sure there's no clerical errors, nothing like that. And that's going to be the best time to ask them everything for your case, just because we're on a monitored line here. And again, I'm not an attorney or anything, so I can't say anything. But I'm just going to double check everything here real quick, Wendy. I'm speaking to a Wendy Smith, who was diagnosed with meningioma of the brain. She has not signed with any other firm. I'm only with her transfer partners. And then she is currently living in the state of South Carolina, but was diagnosed and treated in Philadelphia. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Let me send you that DocuSign here. My system. As a not valid alleyway. Give me 1 second. I'm getting a tech issue. Let me email my tech support thing. Okay. Darn, it's not. Give me 1 second. Looks like I'm going to have to refill the intake because they just updated it. So bear with me here. I already have all the info, so I can do it super quick. And also, I can probably do it just on the back end while you handle whatever you need to handle. Because it's the last thing is just an e-signature. Have you done those before? Do you think you can get it done without me on the line with you? That way I don't keep you.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me, okay. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and, redo everything with you. I'm sorry, without you. And then, I'm going to send you an automated DocuSign. And then I'm also going to text you just from my direct line so that if you can't figure it out or if I don't see it come through, I can just text you or call you back from my direct line, which is the 949 area code. So let me text you right now. It just says, hello, Wendy. This is it. Did you get my text, my first one?
Anybody say you hate them? Is this it?
Yeah, you did. Okay, so I'll let you go for now, and then I'm gonna text you the DocuSign, and then I'll text you that I sent the DocuSign, and then that way you can just try to get it done real quick on your own. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Bye.